Blood, blood, blood.
Man, we are both dead today. Apparently.
Well, because I slept till like 4 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah, what happened?
My alarm went off at 10, and I was just like, nah, fuck that. And then, like, around 12 o'clock...
I slept for, like, 6 more hours.
And then, no, and then, like, 12 o'clock, I got up to go to the bathroom, and I came back, and I was like, yeah, I'm done with that now. And then I just slept till 4, and then I got up, I think, because the phone rang, and it was, like, one of the recorded reverse 911 from the town board or something.
What?
Or... See, I don't know, because the message left was in Spanish.
Reverse 911?
Yeah, we're like
they were just calling to make sure nobody fell down the stairs?
No, I think that's what they call it when they have, like, their machine that tries to call everybody in town and just be like, hey, here's a heads up, here's what's going on, you know, boil your water and shit.
Oh, okay.
Or it could have been...
A public advisory of some sort.
Or it could have been somebody being like, hey, I'm running for you know, town board. Why don't you vote for me? I'll help you out, bro.
But
it was in,
like,
Spanish,
yeah,
so I don't know.
It's a phone call.
See.
Okay.
And that just pissed me off, so then I was awake. I was just like, what the fuck did he say? And then I was awake.
Okay. Yo, what, you said we had options for what to talk about today.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Is it Neo Tokyo and Monster Hunter?
No. I mean, I was going to say probably a good thing to talk about is, like, we got to hit this topic of, like, studying to play games. Because
I don't want to talk about that. Not right now, because I'd have to, I don't know, think about it.
Yeah. No, because I'm sure I would say something, because I got, like, 3 things ready, and then you would... If, you know, previous performance predicts future performance, I would say something, you would tell me what's dumb about that, and then I'd say, so what, and then you'd offer something. And then I'd go, yeah, but, and then it loops.
What?
I'm trying to remember what the other things were.
Was it gun lances?
No.
Because I finished the book I was reading, so I started playing Freedom Unite again.
Yeah.
And that game has gun lances.
Yeah, it does.
I made an armor set that gives me the gunnery skill for Blade Masters. And I was just like, well, I'm going to assume that has something to do with gun lances, because otherwise, what is there to believe in?
Oh, that's pretty good.
And then I made a bunch of of howitzer jewels, which are the one that gives
make
you a bonus
better
to gunnery. So I went from gunnery, like, it was like gunnery plus or something, and now I am gunnery king.
Oh, gosh.
I am the king of gunning.
That's pretty... Oh, man.
I've just been going around beasting. I killed a Monoblos yesterday. It was pretty rad. Yo, I've seen English patches for Third Portable.
Yeah.
I would play that game.
Which one's Third Portable? Like
The new PSP one.
Okay. Okay.
It uses a lot of the environments from Tri,
mm-hmm.
but redone so that there's no more underwater hunting.
Oh.
I thought you didn't like underwater hunting.
No, it's pretty cool.
All right, Jill didn't like underwater hunting.
Yeah, and Jill's some sort of weirdo.
And it brings back the dual swords and the gun lance and the bow, and at the same time it just keeps the switch axe, so it's just like, yay, more weapons. And it's got a bunch of new monsters and monsters from the portable ones in the past and a couple guys from Tri. So it's just like, hey, it's another portable game with, like, way more content than the one on your console, because we hate you, Ryan.
That's cool. I'm curious about the 3DS one, but I think mainly...
I don't want to buy a 3DS.
That's okay. I think I'm going to buy a 3DS at some point. Because I'm kind of dumb, maybe?
Like, if I had money, I would, but I don't, so I won't.
Yeah.
But, like, then you'd need to buy that stupid dongle to strap onto the bottom to get another analog stick to play that game, too.
No, I'm not worried about that, because 3D Monkey Ball.
Okay.
Set.
What about
3D Tetris?
3D Zelda.
3D Zelda. Like,
that sword goes up.
Skyward Sword?
The sword goes up.
Thought that was going to be Wii.
I thought it was 3DS.
I don't know.
Fuck if I know. It's probably both.
I haven't cared about that because they already put Ocarina of Time on there so you can play that game. And besides, the one that I need
maybe
to play
I'll finish is Twilight Princess at some point.
Majora's Mask. That dude smells bad.
But, like, I went through the one section where you're a wolf dude and you have to collect all the goddess tears or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they were just like, okay, there's two more. And I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, that's why I was just like, man, if I really want to be a wolf that badly, I'll go play Okami.
Yeah, like,
again.
Can I go?
And that's better.
Like, I want to be the kid with, like, a boomerang and a sword and a hookshot.
No, you don't get to be that in that game.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
That part of the game is closed for repairs.
Dang.
Dango.
Was it the phenomena of Steam just deciding that you own games? Was that what you wanted to talk about?
I mean, that's part of it, because it's just like, like, that's not something I should complain about. I just have a free game now.
Yeah.
But where the fuck did it come from? It angers me that I do not know.
I'll know. Check your bank statements.
Like, I hate, like, when that game first came out, I just decided, like, oh, okay, so they want to do, like,
some kind of, like, artistic narrative indie thing. That's a thing that happens.
Except I don't know how narrative, because it seems like some mix between, like, photos and like one of those old school adventure games where you just kind of like click to move forward in the room, except then you gotta like find hints about stuff.
You gotta work through your car accident trauma.
Yeah, and like
not like mental trauma though, like legit, like just
yeah,
just
like
tendons.
Looking
and
through photos will help reset your
trauma.
Bones,
yeah.
Or something, and undo your stroke. I don't know. And
mine goes on top.
I was thinking about, like, a key factor in designing a board game. This is just, like,
you're all, like, about some high-concept stuff right now.
I was playing Flotilla.
And I'll tell you, we already talked about Flotilla, didn't we?
I know, and I realized I never recommended that game on Steam.
Oh,
so I made a recommendation. It was just like, hey, do you want to play the most fucking chill game ever? Space Ballet. With missiles.
Yeah. Like, I think my recommendation was like, yeah, you got, like, multiple ships that you control along all the axes in, like, a turn-based, semi-real-time thing, and, like, they have different armor on different areas, and you'd think it would be, like, crazy complicated, but it's not. You just kind of listen to the weird music and watch missiles fly around, and it's very pretty.
And then they don't have an online, which is some sort of blasphemy.
But Nick, it's all about the couch co-op, except I don't think you could do that on the PC version.
Yeah, you could.
Oh, you can?
You have to plug in an Xbox controller for the second player. You can't play it any... We did it once or twice.
I thought we did it...
I mean, we also did that, like...
Oh, right, right. Yeah. I remember now. Right.
Shit's whack.
That game's, like, pretty good.
That game's really, really good. It's, like a little jank in that they should have worked on it for, like, maybe, like, 3 more months. Because then they could have got, like, a bit more legit of a multiplayer. But as a single player, it's Hyperbol, Epitome, Jensen...
Wow, dude.
Drastic Codens... How about a free game? What free games can we talk about? Talk about Quake Live. That's something you don't need to have brain power to talk about.
Total Biscuit, Professor Halibut, did What the Fuck is Vindictus the other day, and
okay.
I didn't watch it.
Oh. I don't know who that is anyway.
I've talked about him before. He's this British guy that gets angry pretty quickly, but like, talks about video games. He's just like, alright, we got a game coming out. What the fuck is Hard Reset? It's an old school shooter with a cyberpunk milieu. You got 2 weapons that transform into like 10 weapons. I can't tell the difference between all the plasma ones, but I'm gonna fuck up these robots and blow up the environment.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's bang on! And I watched his thing about Battlefield 3 and about being the most dangerous bush. It was just like, hey, here's what you do. You get yourself, like, this little, like, machine pistol thing. You put a flash suppressor on it so that no one can tell where you're shooting from. It still makes the noise, but it doesn't make any flash, so no one can tell where you are. They just know that they're being shot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just find a bush and you sit in it. And you be the most dangerous bush.
That sounds like a legit tactic.
And then, like, some assholes come up and try to kill you, and they all have their, like, flashlights on, even though you're in a bush in, like, the daytime. And you're just like, okay, shoot the glowing guy. Shoot the glowing guy. What's wrong with you people?
Man, like...
But then at one point, one of them just pointed his stupid flashlight at him, and it was blinding.
Oh.
So I can kind of see the purpose of that. Just, like, put it on a shotgun, wave it around a room as you enter it.
You want to talk about
and
most...
And go ka-clack, and everyone's scared.
Dangerous bush. Like...
Talk about Garen?
Like, Binding of Isaac and...
D-Town.
Other games that are
Where
sort of, like,
at?
Too bloody, too violent.
What do you... What?
I want to... Like, people overlook Tenchu Z as, like, a hyper-violent game.
Oh, it super is.
But, like, one specific
like,
thing...
Like, you sneak up on a guy, and you, like, use your sword as a can opener on his neck.
Yeah, but, like, that's the thing, like, because every time you kill somebody, like, with a sword, like, a blade takedown, because there are just, like, you know, snap-to-neck takedowns, if you know how to do it right.
Oh, yeah?
But every time you take somebody down with their sword, like, people don't really notice this. I did because I was playing and kind of tired, and there was somebody observing who wasn't that tired. So I just sort of, like you know, push the dude against the wall, shove the blade in him, pull it out, and he just slumps to the floor. And then I just stood there for a minute just trying to figure out what to do, and the person watching was like, he's still gushing blood.
Yeah.
Like, just like...
Like, wasn't the thing in that game, like, after you do a takedown like that, you will get covered in blood, and, like, people will be able to smell you?
Yeah. But, like... But, like, not...
Like,
but,
you are covered in enough blood that a random guy walking down the street will just be like, holy shit!
Well, like the guys, not so much. Dogs will fucking just freak the fuck out of me.
Oh, okay.
And bears!
I didn't know there were dogs in that game. I knew there was bears in that game.
Sometimes you just turn down a hallway and you're like, oh, fuck, what's up, bear? I guess I'm not going this way. Oop. No, but just like, it's something that you really don't notice because, like, you know, you see, like, oh, yeah, okay, I just stabbed him, so there's a gout of blood. But if you just stand there and watch it, like, he sinks to the floor immediately and he's still kind of bleeding. And he'll just continue to, like, spout for 30 seconds in a volume which is like, okay, he should be out of blood now.
That's...
He's still gushing, like, straight up in, like, a spray everywhere, and it's just kind of like...
That's some kung fu movie shit, dude.
But, like, it would be if he was still kind of, like, flailing around and screaming, but no, he's just kind of, like, sitting
he's
there.
He's just, like, just laying on his belly. There's just a hole in his back, just...
Yeah.
Straight up in the air.
It's like, you know, it's like a... it's like the kind of thing you would see, like, kind of like a, like at a fountain of, like, you know, like a cherub who's, like, pissing into the main fountain, except just, like, out of his neck, blood, but just kind of sitting there just like, oh.
Oh, man.
Still bleeding. This is still happening.
Fucking ninjas.
You know, I just had this washed. Oh, but wait, I'm dead, so whatever. And then it stops. It's a weird, like, apparently, I forget if beehives are in that game, but I think...
No, that was MGS3.
Yeah. No, there were beehives in one of the PS2 ones.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and you could, like, throw a shuriken at a beehive and drop it and piss off the guards and then stab the guards.
I remember using a beehive. There were two times you used beehives in that game. It was the first part where you get up to that bridge and you knock the beehive down on the guy so he, like, freaks out and runs away, and if you're lucky, he just falls off the bridge, I think. And then it's during the fight with Ocelot. You can drop a beehive on him, and he's just like, what? What? You're a big jerk!
Yep.
You're a big jerk! Exactly like that. Those are the words that he says.
There's one other beehive that I remember. It was just some, like, I think it was like the, like, when you're coming up to the fear, and you're in, like, that forest area with a bunch of traps. Mm-hmm. I think there's one beehive that you can drop on some dudes, and then he runs away, and he leaves open the only untrapped passage or something.
Oh, cool.
Man, that game was wacky.
I remember the way you beat the fear is you just much like the end, you just wait like a week before you fight him until all your food goes bad, and then you just throw all your bad food around, and then he goes and eats it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And then he dies.
Yeah.
Because he's just like, oh, so hungry. Stealth suit makes me hungry. Oh, rotten frog.
That game is wacky.
The game's good.
The game's good. It's just kind of wacky, and that's what makes it good.
I remember I was reading reviews over at actionbutton.net.
Okay.
I mean, did you see that video of that, the God Hand review?
No, I didn't.
Just I put it on Tumblr the other day. It's just this guy, I didn't watch it. It's really good. He's just talking over, like, just black and white footage of God Hand being played. It's just like, God Hand is the pleasure of cutting a birthday cake with a jackhammer. God Hand is at times like a NASCAR slamming into the side of a freight train. God Hand looks like those really cool comics your brother used to have. God Hand sounds. God Hand? God Hand sounds like the record collection of your much cooler dead best friend. Just going on and on about that.
Oh,
for like 6-7 minutes.
That's a great review.
You know, it was like, each stage in God Hand is just the tip of another identically delicious ice burger. Moments in God Hand reflect the feeling of catching a bully's fist, effortlessly unclenching his hand, and extracting a $50 bill. What was that?
I don't know.
Okay. But there was, I forget what it was a review for. I remember their review for, I think it was No More Heroes 2, was mostly about jeans. And how the guy reviewing it, he used to work for Grasshopper.
Yeah.
And, like, got a bunch of secondhand jeans from Suda.
That's cool.
Yeah. And just this anecdote about these jeans that are designed to always look like your fly is down, presumably so that, like, people come up to you and are like, hey, your fly is down, and you're just like, no, thank you for the attention, but it's not. And then they're just like, oh, well, I guess I have to give you my phone number now. So he's wearing these jeans, and Suda51 comes up to him and is like, you know your fly is down. And he's like, you know these are your jeans, right? And he's just like, what? And that's the end of the review. But somewhere in there, he's talking about, like, Hideo Kojima and how he must get, like, immense satisfaction from making games that he must think are just incredibly humorous. They're just, like, Shakespeare with cyber robots and secret agents, only it's really incredibly poorly written Shakespeare, and people eat it up. Because they think it's as good as Hideo Kojima thinks it's hilarious.
Like, yeah. If there are people who, like, take those games seriously, I don't... Like, have you seen his Twitter account?
Yeah.
He just posts pictures of food and sunsets.
He's just like, woke up, having a cappuccino. Finished my cappuccino, having sushi now.
Yeah, like... Oh, I hear they actually finally put out that MGS Risk board game.
What?
Yeah, like, it's finally out. Some sort of limited run kind of thing.
Okay.
Kind of want it.
Yeah.
War. War has changed. No, fuck you. War never changes.
Man, I'd play MGS4 again.
Me too. I'd play it for, like, all the parts I forgot about, like... The part when you go back to Shadow Moses and pilot Rex and beat off a whole bunch of rays.
Yeah.
Like, I forgot that was a part of that game. When I think of that game, I think of, like, the opening, like, level and a half where you're just going through, like, Middle East something, and then nanomachines show up along with Liquid Ocelot.
No, there's all sorts and of then, shit in that game.
And then there's, like, the part where you're, like, sneaking through, like, London streets in a trench coat wearing the Young Snake mask.
That part is super rad.
Like, I don't know why I remember that so strongly when there's, like, a lot of cool shit in that game.
Because it's dark and, like, foggy, and you're just, like, walking around with your hands in your pockets following a guy who's just whistling.
Yeah.
And it's really cool.
Well, I mean, like, I remember because it was,
like
super
annoying.
Like,
it's just
annoying,
a solid brick of atmosphere. I fucking loved that section.
Yeah, but it didn't let me use, like, the old Japanese rifle that shoots hurricanes.
The Tanegashima?
Yeah, or whatever that was.
I never bought that one.
My roommate played enough to be able to buy that. It shoots hurricanes.
Yeah.
The fuck?
I don't know.
Also, like, I want to go back, because, like, that part where you fight, or where Psycho Mantis shows back up, like,
yeah,
in ghost form. Because we played it before they released the DualShock 3.
Yeah.
And it's just like, put your controller down on the table. And you just put it down, and you're just like, what? It's not working! All right, let me read your memories. What? Where is your brain?
A hard drive.
It's like, ah, the PS3, yes. Ah, I've been dead for a long time, haven't I? And then he disappears. Like, I want to see if it'll actually work if you stick
if
in...
You have a rumbling controller?
A real DualShock, yeah.
What about the part of that game where you go to New Game Plus and you get the Mosin Nagant, only now it shoots emotional bullets. You can just make people freak the fuck out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You're just like, pew! And they're like, oh, I don't know why I'm angry, but I am!
That's pretty good, too.
Yeah, I don't know what purpose it serves. Like, I guess it neutralizes them because they just either, like, start running around screaming or just, like, fall down sobbing or whatever.
Well, yeah, I imagine, like sad emotional bullets make them sort of close up into themselves, and then hot emotional bullets will make them maybe, like, attack their friends and...
Maybe.
And neutrals. Were there neutrals in that game?
They kind of played around with that, because it was like, you just gotta get through, Snake, this isn't your conflict. Except, like, if you killed all the PMC dudes, then there'd be no more PMCs, and all the dudes would just cheer, and then you'd just be free to walk wherever you want.
Yeah.
And, like, if you were just, like, chilling out on a rooftop or something, and just, like, poked your head out, both sides would just be like, there's a creepy old guy on the roof!
Yeah. I'm trying to remember.
So it was kind of like, well, if you have a costume, then the PMC is your enemy. If you don't, then everyone is actually your enemy.
I'm trying to remember. I think, like, there's no
but
way...
But not idealistically.
I think there's no way... Or at least I don't remember if, like, the non-PMC force... I don't remember if you can kill all of them and have the PMCs cheer.
I don't know. If you do, you're a dick.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like it should be a valid option. Let the player tell their own story, damn it.
That was another thing that, it must have been a different review, because it was talking about that part in the original Metal Gear Solid, where, I can't talk today, in Metal Gear Solid, where, like, you're looking through the sights of the rocket launcher, and Cyborg Ninja is getting stepped on by Rex, and it's just like, I came here, you know, like, you've been sent here on this mission to blow up Rex, you could just blow up Rex, like, right now.
Mm-hmm.
But then Cyborg Ninja would get crushed, and he's actually your old war buddy. And so, like, if you pull the trigger, Snake is just like, no, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And it's like this idea that, like, an American sandbox game, you just do whatever the fuck you want. But, like, in a Japanese sandbox game, you are still this character within the sandbox, and you're limited by the motivations of the character.
I mean, that is pretty cool. But
and it was just like Eastern and Western design philosophies.
I mean, like, that's actually one of the cool things in playing Alpha Protocol.
Yeah.
Because I'm not that far in, but, like, the dialogue system in that, you know, it's very...
Is it like the wheel from Mass Effect, or...
Kind of, like, sometimes it'll give you, like, a word, and that'll be, like, to ask more information about that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But most of the times it just says, like, professional, aggressive, suave.
Oh, okay.
But even then, like, that sort of thing about it is, like, you're not really, like, guiding the conversation so much as you're guiding your approach to it.
Mm.
And a lot of times it's like the conversation will proceed and you don't put any choices. Like, it's just sort of like, this character is now going through his role.
Oh, okay.
Deal with it. And, you know, sometimes that's just to, like, ask certain questions or be like, you know, like by myself, are you serious? And it's like, yeah, kind of. But it's sort of like, it makes me feel very much like this is an established character who I do get some control over, but at the same time, like, it's just making me realize that I don't mind giving up control of the character, like, at all.
It kind of works the same way in Deus Ex. Like, for more trivial conversations, like, you know, you're talking to some guys, like, hey, I've got, you know, a mission for you. Like, you pretty much always get the same choices of, like, well, what do I have to do? What are you going to pay me for? And then something else, like, but why do you want this thing? And, like, those are all pretty rote.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, there are just some interactions, like, after the first mission, like, you're coming off the helicopter, and Malik is all like, man, you were great out there. You know, you're looking like you're really adapting. And it's like, yeah, okay, whatever. It's like, but how does it feel like, you know, with all that in you? And you just have the options, like, you know, dismiss something else and, like, confront her about it, and it's just like, it doesn't tell you, like, it's just like, you know, pick an attitude basically, and then from there it's just like Jensen being Jensen, and it's just like confront, and it was like, well, kind of feels like maybe people should just get off my case, I did the job, alright? And then, like, in all the social boss battles, it's just like confront, redirect, like sympathize, or just, like, you know, really simple one-word things like that.
Yeah.
So you just kind of pick the tone and the direction that it goes, but then, you know, you pick one of those, and then Jensen gives, like, 3 or 4 sentences of speech.
Now,
it's pretty cool. I like it.
I mean, it does sound like it's really similar to Alpha Protocol, but does it have, like, one thing I've noticed with it has sort of, like, the Dragon Age 2 kind of thing where, like, your individual relationship, and I just say Dragon Age 2 because that's the last thing I remember that had it, but, like, where characters who you will, you know, who will sort of remain by your side in some fashion, you build, like, a rapport with, and you can either have them, like, trust you or hate you. And, like, they make a point sort of in the introduction where they're talking about, you know, like, kind of just, like, going over, you know, the end character going over how the systems work, and he's just kind of like, it's like, so sometimes I want to manipulate people to like me and not hate me, and the dude's kind of like, well, sometimes liking you too much is a bad thing and hating you is kind of a good thing, because if you piss somebody off so much that they start making bad decisions, then that's a good thing too. And, like, if you're, you know, if your radio helper likes you too much and starts to, like, want to protect you, then they will start prioritizing you over the mission and may end up putting you in trouble that way.
Whoa.
So that's sort of a cool thing going on.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like
I haven't seen that come into play yet, but I can't believe that game was sold for $2, because that's, like, I'm really digging that game.
$2?
$2. That's how much I got it for, like, last week. And it's, like, really good.
I would have picked it up.
Yeah.
Damn it. I didn't realize it was $2.
You didn't see, like, the world tweeting, oh, Alpha Protocol's $2. I own it now.
I saw, like, the world tweeting, like, hey, man, Alpha Protocol's pretty good.
Well, it's because everybody bought it because it was $2.
Yeah. Ugh. Like, we went over the story, I think. Like, not in front of mics, but, like, that game got slammed for just some weird bullshit reason. Like, reviewers were just like, let's bury this thing.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Like, I don't even remember, like, any bad reviews. I just remember, like, hey, this game's... Like, I remember seeing a few ads in magazines, and then, like, I guess it came out, and I just never heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is sad, because, like... Like it's trying to purport, like, a large act, like, a large stealth thing. Like, it has, you know, like, the Metal Gear Solid, like, cameras, and you can see, like, a big cone of where the camera faces. Mm-hmm. And so, like, all right, dodge cameras, you know, put a suppressor on your gun, take guards out. There's even, like, a Splinter Cell Conviction ability that I just got with a pistol, where it's, like, when you have your pistol out, you can equip this ability, and then when you use the ability, you can't move, but time, like, super slows down, and you can just, like, mark certain targets, and then as soon as you mark enough targets, it just pack, 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 pack. So, like, there was this one encounter, which was really good, where it's like, you start the mission, and you're sort of rolling up to the front gate, and the guy comes up and he's like, ah, American, what are you doing here? I know this is trouble. And the dialogue pops up, and it's like, draw gun, confront, joke or something else. I forget what it was. Mm-hmm. And I went with joke. And it was just like, it's like, actually, I'm Canadian. So, and you know, there's nothing wrong with being Canadian. It's not like I'm an American. He's just like, okay, Canadian, what are you doing here? I'm going to go check if you're right. And he's like, all right, do that. And then the guy comes on the headset and he's going to find out. You can't let him get to the radio. So then it just drops you in with like one guy looking at you, one guy up on the balcony, and the guy you were talking to going back to the radio. And I'm just like, whatcha? Pick, blat, blat, rifle, brrr. And then it's just like, and then like within seconds that encounter was over, and the guy on the radio was just like, all right, messy, but it worked. And then the thing popped up like he respects you more now. Plus one relation.
Huh. Rad.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was like long-term relationship stuff in that game.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Because like in the training, sort of like they train you about like gadgets and like dialogue and weapons and something else, like hacking and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like each one of those has a different like person that you meet, and then I think those people come back as your
as
people
like
on the radio.
Consistent guys.
Yeah. So you actually like meet them face to face, and I feel kind of bad because there was one guy who was like, listen, you scored so well on that, I'm going to give you extra training. But it's like covert training. Like this conversation about your kind of training isn't happening right now if you accept.
Okay. What was the training?
It was like to sneak back into where you started, which is where you busted out from. Weird story. But like go back to where you started, but don't get caught sneaking in there, even though you're still inside the friendly base.
Okay.
But then I was just like I started to do that, and there was a guard there, and I was like, whoa, I know these guards are on my side now, I don't want to fight them, so I dicked off, and I was like, I'll come back to that later, and I explored something else, and then that just moved me on to the next part of the game. So I won't be able to go back and get that till next game sometime. Because I may play this again, depending on how long it is.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, the class system is kind of weird.
Class system?
Well, because when you pick the game, and like, the only character creation sort of thing at first is, like, pick your history.
Okay.
And you can pick from, I think it's like desk jockey. So it's like, huh. It's like you're really good at like talking to people and doing stuff, and then they promoted you to field work. So that starts you with like some ranks in like, you know, talking.
Mm-hmm.
There's like spec ops, which will start you with like you come from spec ops, and then they moved you to the Alpha Protocol, which is the name of their organization.
Sure.
And that starts you, like, with stealth. And then there's, like, you know, freelancer, and that starts you with a whole bunch of guns. And then there's, like, tech specialist, and that starts you with more, like, gadgetry stuff.
Teching.
But then there's two other options, which is, like, recruit, which is the harder mode, because it says, like, you were picked up to do a desk job, and then somebody liked your gumption and brought you right into this program. So you don't start with any initial skills.
Huh.
And then there's, like, King Veteran, which is like when you beat the game on rookie, you come back and you start with like every skill.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if it was the sort of thing where like if you did recruit, you would like advance faster or something.
I don't know, because they were like, this is for more of a challenge because you start out
okay. Even
fresher.
Because I was reading up about Dark Souls the other day.
Yeah.
And the way the character creation in that works is like you pick a class which like it determines your starting stats and your starting equipment. And it's all like, you know, there's like knight and bandit and thief and pyromancer and stuff. And then one of them is just, what was it called? It was something like pathetic sounding. You start out like naked with a club, but all of your stats are like 11.
Oh, wow.
Where like, you know, some of the classes might have a 12 in like one of them.
Yeah.
But you are all 11. But you start out with a loincloth and a club.
It sounds pretty good.
Whereas, like, other classes might start out with, like, you know, a rod that lets you cast fireballs, or a bow, or big-ass armor.
Yeah. I still want to play that game.
Yeah.
Like, they've been talking about
it. Still don't have a PS3, though. Let's take RJ's PS3.
Talking about it a lot on Giant Bomb.
Yeah.
And they're just like, here's the thing you got to know about this game. You play it because you like hating yourself.
Yeah.
And, like,
this game is going to be totally dicks to you.
Guy's talking about how he's busting up his marriage because he's sitting down to play it, and then, like, he'll die, and, like, he'll just go, like, oh, and his wife goes, it's like, oh, what's wrong, honey? And he's just like, I don't know what's wrong. You know what's wrong? The guy killed me. That's what's wrong. And then, you know, she's packing her bags. Just makes him a violent little ball of hate at this game.
That's, Unfortunate.
Yeah. Like, unless you can think of something real to talk about now, this is just a Gaiden.
This is how Gaidens happen.
Yeah.
Okay, bullet points for the end of this one. Here's what you need to know.
Okay.
Neo Tokyo is mad good. Come play it. Motherfuckers, yeah. This game is good. It's a Source mod.
Did you see Fong Bong try to scramble teams?
Yeah.
When I was the only person on his team?
Well, the teams were, like, kind of unbalanced. We had way more points. Deal with it. I wouldn't have minded teaming up with you. You wouldn't have minded teaming up with me.
No, I wouldn't have minded either. But, like, the first thing I do when I went into that game, and he was like, yo, join Alpha. You got to join Alpha. And I was like, why? It's 2-on-2. Like we are not playing high-stakes, well-organized gaming. Like, I'm pretty sure knowing...
I can keep track of one guy.
Yeah, like, especially on that map.
Yeah.
Like, but then I was...
There are three hallways.
Yeah, and then...
One of them is a street.
Like, for serious, but he was like, nope, you gotta do it. This is how we gotta play. And I was like...
I mean, to be fair, it's not like it costs you anything. You press F5.
But, like... But he was just like, yo, press F5. Play the way you gotta play. And I was just like, this is so low stakes. What is wrong with me, you know, playing at my own rate?
Because, like, the only thing it changes is you will be less likely to kill your friend if you pop around a corner.
Okay, no, let me tell you what happened the other day and why I'm more actionally vocal. That's not the way, you know what I mean.
Okay.
I came around the corner, and I turned the corner, and I saw a dude, and I saw a friendly icon over him.
Okay.
And then he murdered me.
Because your friend was standing behind him.
My friend was behind a wall behind him, and he was an enemy.
Okay. So that happened one time, and now you're just throwing away the whole squad system.
Yes.
Okay.
Especially because, like, when I have been on squads, you remember the game where I was a support with a shotgun.
And you just killed literally everyone?
On the squad, I killed the half of my team that wasn't dead yet, and then...
The rest of their team.
The rest of the other team, yes.
Okay.
So, you know, to me, that clearly makes no difference.
So,
like, really, the way that I know my team is dead, because I don't look up in the corner, I look where my crosshair are, because I want to know what I'm killing. I don't look in the corner. The way I know that everybody else on my team is dead is when it gets quiet, when nobody else is talking and trying to be tactical.
Yeah. So, Neo Tokyo's good, come play it. Nick's a crazy asshole.
Yep.
Gunlances are, like, super rad. Gunlances are, like, the best thing. Alpha Protocol? Pretty good. It's not $2 anymore, so...
Too bad.
Too bad. I mean, you can still get it for $20, and that's pretty good for a video game.
Yeah, like, I feel kind of guilty I got this game for $2.
We watched Dave play The Binding of Isaac. It looked all right.
I'm kind of...
No, bullet points, Nick. Bullet points.
Bullet point. I don't know why they call that a roguelike. There's only one roguelike element.
I mean, randomly generated things. You find weird items that you don't really know what they do until you experiment with them. You go deeper and deeper into a dungeon.
But I mean, randomly generated things is not roguelike only anymore. Like, that's been sort of...
Yeah, okay, but like randomly generated 2D dungeons with items that you don't have full knowledge of until you use them. And the intent of the game is just to keep playing and playing and playing until you attain mastery of it. That's a roguelike.
Okay, but, like, when you turn that game on and you start playing it, the first thing I think is not roguelike. First thing I think is arena shooter. Because it looks like a Zelda, it plays like a twin-stick shooter. The roguelike element, like, the thing about roguelike is, like, that comes to the forefront. And it's like...
You expect it to be ASCII.
I'm pretty...
You want it to be ASCII for it to be a roguelike.
But, like, even something like Desktop Dungeons, like, I consider that more of a roguelike.
Really?
Yes. Because, like, exact same thing. And, like, okay, so it's only one screen and there's not too much with the delving, but... That's sort of like the randomly generated to go around the sort of, you know, different things will happen on each time. But especially because it's that very much like that is the core of it. Like, if you want to play, you have to play for playing as a roguelike. When Binding of Isaac comes up, it doesn't really matter it's a roguelike. What matters is if you like sort of twin stick shooters in sort of like a top down thing. Like, that is the part of that game that counts to me.
Okay.
Okay.
So, bullet point, Nick still has bad opinions. You can find us online on the internet.
Opinions can't be bad.
Yes, they can. I say it in capitals so that we know it's this bad opinion thing, this idea.
The idea of bad opinions?
Yeah.
That is a bad opinion.
We've used the idea of bad opinions before. You've used the idea of bad opinions before. I've seen it.
Can we agree that that's bad and that I don't agree with it, which is in itself an opinion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, definitely. Like, whatever.
I want to make sure that's clarified, dude.
Yeah. Like, to be fair, like...
Listen, I hate doing homework for games.
Okay.
Okay. That's next week's episode.
Fine. We got a website. We're on Facebook. We're in the iTunes Music Store. You can send us emails, aliku@podcast.net.
And we need to end this thing.
Thank you. Bye.